Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. The devotion I am going to share tonight is on pride and humility. You can see it on the screen in front of you. And the passage or the verse I'm sharing from is from James chapter 4, verse 6. But before I go into my sharing, I would like to read from James chapter 3, verse 13 to chapter 4, verse 10. So if you have your Bibles there with you, could you please turn to James chapter 3, and I will read from verse 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. From whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not, ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do ye think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted, and mourn, and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning, and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. So, I wanted to share on this topic because it is a simple, important, but yet difficult topic in the sense of it being difficult to apply. So I just give the context. I have read some of the verses in chapter 3 and the context that James wrote about the verses in chapter 4 was that he was dealing with the lust that is within us, the sins that lust can lead to. And he was talking about interpersonal relationships. We know that James writes about practical Christianity, about practical issues. And it is in the practical context that he warns us against human wisdom. He warns us about the world. And it is likely because of these practical situations that James wrote about pride in verse 6 of chapter 4. So that's the context. And I want to share on this topic because it is a very important reminder to all of us. We all know generally what pride and humility is, but yet it is often that we fall into pride. And so it is indeed very important for us to be reminded of this topic. So quickly, I just want to run through some basics. The meaning of pride, proud, we know that there are certain ways of saying what pride is: arrogance, haughtiness, being aloof. But more practically and for our perspectives as Christians, it is glorifying ourselves and praising ourselves, attributing what appears to be good to ourselves, and having the mindset that we are better than others. So this is something which we can understand, and which we probably know what happens when we fall into pride. There are examples of pride that we can so easily relate to. We can be proud when we have secular achievements, promotions, when we are in positions of authority, achievements in the family, even in spiritual so-called achievements, dwelling on the praise that's given to us, and in our possessions and boasting. These are examples of pride that we can fall into. Now, why are we proud? Why do we fall into pride? The verses I read, if you look at verses 1 to 5 of James chapter 4, infer that pride is due to our lust, and lust leads to the sin of pride. But more specifically, instead of just saying so simply that pride is due to sin, more specifically, pride comes when we ignore and disregard God in any situation where we can be tempted to exalt ourselves. So in any such situation where it appears that there is something good that we have done, there's something good that has come to us, or something that is good that we have achieved, then we can be tempted to exalt ourselves. And if we leave it at that, and we are then left to ourselves, we will think highly of ourselves. And that is where pride comes in. So where we disregard God, where we ignore God in any such situation, pride will come in, because we are left to ourselves and we will likely think highly of ourselves. We can therefore ignore and disregard God in many situations. Secular, spiritual achievements, I mentioned some of that in my earlier slide, material possessions, lust after the things of the world. So that is why we can fall into pride. Now, that is wrong, because God is in control of all things. God expects us to respect Him. God expects us to give Him glory in all things, and glory only to Him. And in pride, we don't give God the glory, and we actually cast God aside. Now, the problems of pride in the verses in chapter 3 and some of the verses in chapter 4 that I've read, it would seem that pride can lead to some of these problems, envying, strife, evil work, wars and fighting, desiring what we should not have, praying wrongly for things we should not have, not praying, and loving the world, because the world loves pride and indulges in pride, praises those who are proud. So these are some problems of pride. However, what is the biggest problem of pride? The biggest problem of pride is that God resisteth the proud. James chapter 4, verse 6. What is the meaning of resisteth? It means to oppose. It is someone who is your opponent. And there is the military context and picture where parties in war oppose each other, fight against each other. So God opposes and is against those who are proud. God has no tolerance for pride, and the proud, in effect, resists God. Now, because God is the judge of all, God will correct or neutralize pride by ways that He considers according to His will to do so. For example, He can discipline, He can chastise, He can take away what has been causing us to be proud. So that is the biggest problem with pride. So what are we to do? We have to be very careful about falling into pride. And what are we further to do? We are to be humble. What is the meaning of being humble or humility? We all know this. It is to be lowly. It is to be meek. But it is more importantly knowing in our hearts and minds and showing in our conduct that all things are from God. He is in control, not us. And to have the spirit of gratitude and giving glory to God. That is being humble. What does humility produce? Humility produces these things, reliance on God, the correct attitude in prayer. Humility will bring us to prayer. Humility will lead us to seek and submit to God's will. It makes us glorify and praise God. It helps us to testify to others about what God has done for us. It encourages others, and it is an example to others. Humility, importantly, within the church context, brings about unity. And this set of three verses in Ephesians 4 I set out here suggests to me that if we are humble, then we can be able to be united. If I am not humble, if I do not listen to other people's views, if I only consider that my view is correct, how am I going to be able to work with others within the church? How is there going to be humility when there is unhappiness with disagreement of views and people not accepting my views, and then pride just comes in? So unity will be also facilitated by humility. How does God regard humility? God gives grace to the humble in verse 6. He gives grace to the humble, for example, by giving favor, helping, giving us joy, and giving us peace. Verse 10 of chapter 4 also says that God shall lift up those who humble themselves in the sight of God. So God will recognize true humility and help us in situations of need or difficulty. Now, an important next point then is, how do we be humble? So some of these points I suggest are points that we can try to use to be humble, to seek to be humble. First, we have to have the correct understanding of who God is and what He has done for us. We need to have a correct perspective of ourselves, that we are nothing. We are sinners, destined or doomed to hell, if not for God who has given us grace, chosen us, and taken us out of damnation. And every day that we live, God is with us, protecting us, preventing us from falling. So we need to have this lowly perspective of ourselves. We need to dwell on the Lord Jesus and His perfect example of humility, love, submission, and sacrifice. It is only with these in our hearts and minds that we can seek God's help to cast away proud thoughts that come to tempt us. Verses 7 of James 4 also says we are to submit ourselves to God. We are to resist the devil, and he will then flee from us. Verse 8 also says we are to cleanse our hands. If we have sinned, we have to seek forgiveness, purify ourselves. And then we have to draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh unto us. So these are some ways for us to try to be humble, to pray to be humble. All right, so these are some reminders and lessons I have tried to share from James chapter 4, verse 6. But He giveth more grace, wherefore He saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. So, in conclusion, for this important topic, we are to be very mindful about pride. We are not just to be mindful about pride and the importance of being humble. We must work hard. We must work hard against pride. We must work hard to be humble. And we are to deny ourselves and to take up our cross daily and follow Christ. So I hope that this is a useful reminder to all of us. It is so very important, but it is so easy for us to not remember and for us to be proud. So as Christians, we must truly seek to try to follow what scripture teaches us to be humble and to put away pride so that God will not resist us. Let us pray. Father Lord, we thank thee for thy word in the very practical lesson in the book of James. We thank thee for reminding us that Lord, you cannot tolerate pride. You will resist those who are proud. And we pray that you will help us to remember these lessons daily, to remember your word, teaching us these daily, and to work at being humble and to work against being proud. So Lord, help us to take up our cross and to daily follow you. We pray all these in Jesus' name. Amen.